answer, son. Quick, fire away.
All right.
All set? Well, obviously, really pleased with Great Lakes being here. Stevens Point, the mayor and the council and the community have offered such a great opportunity here to open the door for Great Lakes to bring 150 new jobs in over the next 2 years. I think this is part of a growing trend of looking at places here in north central Wisconsin, seeing the benefit, the professional benefit of having two great campuses, the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, of course, Mid-States Technical College, but looking at a city, a county, and a region that are very much excited about bringing employers here. And we're pleased to be a partner in that process of helping set the stage for opening up this area in downtown Stevens Point, and looking forward to more projects like this in the future.
Actually, I'm going to take in a different category, so if you want to hit Great Lakes, hit them now.
Okay. Those 150 jobs, you know, are they sustainable jobs? Because a job is only as good as a telco.
Yeah. In this case, I mean, a couple of things. One, I think long-term they're sustainable. They've got over 20 people that I've hired thus far. When they open up things beginning of the second quarter going into April, they'll have about 50. Long-term, they're looking at within the next 2 years, about 150 jobs, and they're cross-section from folks who will directly be on the phones answering questions about student loans to administration and oversight. So it'll be a spectrum of jobs out there. And I do think it's sustainable because, if anything, we see a growing need, not a decreasing need for assistance. Great Lakes has one of the highest reputations in terms of not only providing assistance through the federal government, but through other lenders. And as more and more students are looking for financial aid, as the cost have increased, thankfully not as much here in Wisconsin because we put a two-year freeze in tuition at our UW campuses, so there's not as big of an increase here over the next few years as there is elsewhere. But across the country, as we see in report after report, student loans are increasing, the cost of education is increasing, and Great Lakes is going to be one of those areas that's probably going to grow more than contract in the future.
In your opinion, is this the kind of quality of job you'd like to be bringing to Wisconsin?
Well, I like a mix. I mean, for us, we're not going to turn down jobs anywhere. We want a mix of jobs. But we've seen with our Wisconsin Fast Forward initiative we announced, where we provide customized worker training in partnership with our technical colleges and our workforce investment boards through the state, is that we've seen advanced manufacturing grow, we've seen construction jobs grow, but we've also seen a heightened interest in customer service. And so we need to have a full spectrum of different jobs here. This is not the area we're looking at exclusively, but it is one of the areas of growing interest, and we're going to capitalize on it because there's a growing need, particularly when it comes to servicing student loans, but in other customer service areas, there's a growing need across the country, and we'd like to have more of those jobs here, along with manufacturing, IT, healthcare, other growing industries in the state.
Jobs is a bigger spectrum. If you look at Minnesota, you know, save Illinois, they have some unemployment, high numbers of unemployment.
Yeah.
A lot of our neighbors are doing so much better than us, unemployment-wise. You know, obviously you don't have all the answers, but do you know why that is and how we're going to change that?
Well, actually, Illinois, which is the closest to where we were 4 years ago, is markedly worse off than we are. Their unemployment's just under 9%. We're at 6.5%. We continue to drop. A few years ago, we were at 9.2%. You look at Michigan, much higher unemployment rate. Minnesota, yeah, is lower, but they were a lot lower than we were 4 years ago. The heights, they peaked out at 8.3%. We were about a point higher than that. So they've, in the past 20 years, they've had different criteria, different situations out there. So really in the Midwest, Minnesota's historically for some time been lower. Illinois and Michigan have been higher, although Illinois has been closer to us. And we've had one of the quickest drops if you compare us versus, say, Illinois in their comparison. So I think 6.5% unemployment. Remember, in the 4 years before I took office, we lost 133,000 jobs. So far, we've gained about 100,000 jobs. So we've seen a shift over 230,000 jobs from the negative to the positive. And you're going to continue to see that. And I would expect by next year, you're going to see the unemployment rate drop even lower, probably well below 6%.
You've got a couple of bill signings today, Ryan Lander and Ray Seen. You want to highlight those?
Yeah, this all fits in with our overall worker training initiative, what we worked with the legislature on, got broad bipartisan support. Again, additional initiatives that help expand the number of transitional jobs that are available beyond just the initial program that was in Milwaukee. We're providing it in low-income areas across the state of Wisconsin. I think that'll be helpful as we try to move people, transition people from strictly being on government assistance to moving into the workforce where they're sustainable, where they control their own freedoms and prosperity. And then when we're in Nicolet, it's another one of our initiatives to help with apprenticeships. We think that you look at the kind of jobs, good paying careers, that are family-supporting jobs. Increasingly, those are in manufacturing, advanced manufacturing, but they require more than just a high school graduation. And so we provide additional incentives and funding to make sure we can provide more apprenticeships, as well as some of the other things we've signed in the last few weeks that provide more financial incentives for our schools to provide technical education and to connect with places like Nicolet, like Mid-States, like NTC and others out there.
One of the more complicated issues is the mascot bill. It's taking a while, so any idea where you're going with that?
I'll announce it by Thursday. And really the reason why we pushed it off is it's not something I asked for. It's not one of my priorities. Worker training, the series of bills we've talked about, the changes in requirements for computer science and math, the $100 million in property tax relief, and pushing back the transition in Medicaid shift, those were all part of our legislative priorities. This was not something we asked for, but they've given it to us, so we'll act on it. And it's a careful balance. I mean, on one hand, I meet each quarter with tribal leaders. I'm very sensitive to the concerns that they and others have raised on their behalf. And if I could personally change things, I would find a way to deal with any school or local entity that had a nickname or a slogan or a mascot that was offensive and find a way to change that so that it didn't offend Native Americans and others out there. By the same token, though, our country is based on a series of principles, one of which enshrined in our Constitution is the freedom of speech. Freedom of speech means freedom of speech whether I think it's good speech or bad speech, whether I agree with it or not, whether it's offensive or not. Once you start reining in speech just because someone or a group of people don't like it, that's a slippery slope. And so that's the balance there between empathy towards the concerns raised, but also a greater concern as well, or an equal concern, I should say, about freedom of speech and how, if we act on this, what other things could people rein in when it comes to free speech?
You got a minute left.
You don't take it, I will.
Okay. Fire away.
USS Milwaukee listening this afternoon. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're going to be, I've been at a commissioning before of one of the LCS design naval vessels built at Marinette Marine. It's a huge employer, a growing employer. We just put money, just approved the other day, funding for a new maritime center of excellence to make sure we can continue to build Navy vessels like the LCS design. Today, the next edition, the next christening, will be the USS Milwaukee, and it'll be good to be with the Secretary of the Navy, the former Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, and his wife, Sylvia Panetta, who's actually the sponsor of the USS Milwaukee. And it's a wonderful ceremony to be part of just anywhere in terms of the tradition of the Navy and doing that. But it's particularly exciting that it's here in Wisconsin because so many good-paying, family-supporting, high-skilled jobs are related to building vessels like that. We want to see more of them in the future.
Rail service. There's a group in northern Wisconsin, upper Michigan, trying to expand rail. A new rail plan come out from the Department of Transportation last week. And these are all tied to some job creation efforts that you're trying to do. Do you see any assistance to strengthen rail in the Northwoods?
Yeah, we're very much interested. We put an additional $52 million into the state transportation fund for not just specific to the Northwoods, but for freight rail in general. And we've seen it. We want to tie it into creating not only lines, but even spurs and other things, whether it's a manufacturing site. In some cases, it's been for frac sand. In other cases, it's for timber. But we think there's a whole series of ways. But we really think that freight rail is a part of our overall intermodal plan for freight, whether it's over roads and highways, whether it's on freight rail, whether it's in our successful ports. All those things are key for commerce here in the state of Wisconsin.
Do you want to say anything about special election yesterday? You have another Republican in office.
Another good day. Ken Skronsky is someone I worked with when I was a local official. He was an alderman in the city of Franklin. He's going to be a great new addition, and I think it's thankfully part of a good trend, at least for Republicans in the legislature. They've gone 3-for-3 in each of these elections.
Thanks. Thank you.